Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Another summer song. Summer song, summer movies.
Gotta get Summer Girls by LFO going.
Hey, yeah, listen.
Another great summer
make
song.
Make requests. James, yeah. James will take care of it.
I know James loves LFO, so.
There you go. Joe DeCamber, Elliot Short Parks in for John today. We expect John to be, you know, probably back next week. He's been out sick this week, and we wish him, of course, all the best. We also wish the Diddy the best. You know, we commented a lot on Ray on Wednesday on his last show with us, but you know, Saturday and Sunday, that's it. So God bless him, he's the best, and certainly want to encourage everyone listening to be tuned Saturday 10 to 1 and Sunday 10 to 1. Sunday is the final show of Ray Dinninger's magnificent career.
One thing I think's been so impressive about Ray's career, and I know we all joke like he doesn't have a cell phone, he's not on Twitter and all that, but when you consider that he started as a writer and flawlessly went then to TV and radio, and I would assume without much training in college, since initially writers didn't really do that stuff, I think is incredibly impressive, yeah. Underrated aspect of his career that he was able to adapt to so many mediums of, you know, talking to
well,
people.
Well, and he TV had a whole other thing. He had a whole other thing in there you didn't even say, which was his main thing after the writing element and really before radio and TV cranked up more prominently was the NFL films run.
Yeah.
I mean, that overlapped a bit with his radio and television, but I believe that started in the 90s, and I believe it was, for a period of time, his main job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, as a, I don't know what his title was, producer, a creator of content, whatever you'd call that, it was amazing. I mean, the work they put together, and he was a big part of it, was amazing. Let me ask you guys both a question, right back to the phone. So, when a person retires, sometimes, and Jay Wright is a classic example, the public immediately begins speculating whether he will stay retired and whether he will not stay retired. Mm-hmm. Now, Ray is clearly, I mean, I think it's fair to say, I think, really going to stay retired. But he said a couple weeks ago on the show, on our show, that his expectation is when he steps off the stage on Sunday, when he does, he expects a Johnny Carson-like, when he's gone, he's gone. Mm. That he won't be doing interviews much at all. I mean, he said, you know, maybe Dick Vermeil goes in the Hall of Fame. You know, I pop on WIP to talk about that. But he does not expect to have much frequency with that. James and Elliot, do you guys, and look, he's our, look, I believe the answer is only time will tell, okay? But do you guys really think Ray is going to peace out? Like, is he really done, or will he pop on WIP? Maybe not the first year, but maybe the second year after he hasn't popped on much. Do you think he pops on in year 2 or 3, 5 to 10 times a year? Because he gets that urge to do it?
I do. Just because it seems like he still enjoys it so much. And it's interesting with this profession where, with Jay Wright, as you mentioned, there's a very clear line between retiring and unretiring. He's coming back and coaching a basketball team. For Ray, it would just be calling in, you know, once a week, once every other week, where it's not a huge time commitment. He's still going to be following the team. And frankly, like, people are going to miss him. And I think there'll be a desire for him to come back. Obviously, whatever he makes him happy is what he should do.
Of course.
But I would be surprised if this is the last we hear of
Ray. So, James, here's the flip side of that, and it might be the reality, because I've thought about this, and again, we'll find out 12, 18, 24 months from now which way he goes. But there is the possibility that Ray's standard of – see, here's the deal. I feel like most of us, and Ray certainly could, many of us would choose to want to still be involved in a low level just based on watching the Eagles games and commenting. You can – I mean,
right.
That's not hard. But it might be, James, that Ray is it's like, I don't want to equate it to when the ball went through Mike Schmidt's legs, but I'll say this. The thing about Schmidt is when he felt he wasn't going to be able to be Schmidt anymore, he didn't want to just be another third baseman. And it might be that Ray feels without the level of dedicated research that he puts into preparing to comment about the Eagles, that it's not just about watching a three-hour game and then reacting, which anybody can do, that he might feel, no, the standard is I got to be immersed in knowing this kid from the moment he's in college to the pre-draft process to the draft process to his first couple of years for me to give the full kind of comment that I think is warranted from a journalist who's truly prepared. James, what's your sense, just prediction-wise, of where Ray goes in that regard?
Well, first, I think that's a really fascinating thought, Joe, and I definitely think that could be a part of it. I also thought it was interesting when you asked him about it, when he said, you know, if he's here to talk about someone else, like honor Dick Vermeil, that would be something that would appeal to him as opposed to just coming on and you're giving his own mm-hmm. opinions about the Eagles. I thought that was an interesting perspective into it as well. In terms of prediction, I think it's definitely going to be sparse for a bit to start. I think he's going to walk away, but I do think down the road, a year from now, whatever, I think, you know, I don't think it'll be like 6, 7, 8 times, but I think like 2 to 3 times a year you'll hear Ray's voice.
Well, I hope so. I hope to some extent. But look, we know one way or the other, it's a clear line in the sand that we definitely will not be hearing from him much, at least for a while. And, you know, maybe with limited exception, someone dies or something of that note, we might not hear from him really at all. So we obviously wish Ray the best and certainly want to encourage everybody to listen to the two shows Saturday 10 to 1, Sunday 10 to 1 for you know, the official end of the road of Ray as a you know, as a working professional in the industry.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Frank right now in Cherry Hill. Frank, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, ESP, it's the first time I'm talking with you, so hello.
Oh, what's up, Frank? How you doing?
I got to bring up the a League of Their Own, man. I got to do it. Dottie dropped the ball on purpose, and I'll explain why. As an older sibling, Dottie has always been the number one person, you know, firstborn, was, you know, clearly better at sports. However, Kit was always the Robin, right? Dottie was Batman, Kit was Robin. For Kit to finally become Batman, she needed to be traded and put on another team, right, to lead a team herself. And in order to give her that moment, because Dottie was ready to walk away from the game. Her husband came back from war. She was going to start a family. She wasn't even on the bus. She made her husband turn the car around just for them to even make it to the game. And even, you know.
Here's the flaw in the argument, Frank. Here's the flaw in the argument, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
All right, so about, let's just say it's 2 minutes before the ball is dropped, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Dottie goes out to the mound to talk to the pitcher who's pitching against Kit before she gets on base. And Dottie very clearly helps her teammate, the pitcher, out by telling the pitcher where she thinks Kit is able to be exploited as a hitter. So in that moment, she is definitely trying to get Kit to strike out. Now, Kit gets the base hit. She gets on base. John and James were making the point to me last year that Dottie Henson makes the decision to drop the ball as Kit is coming around third base. I find no evidence to that. I mean, she just a minute or two before that instructed her pitcher of exactly how to get Kit out.
But then she sees the sister that she loves coming around for the big moment, and she does as a moment for her sister.
Like actress or?
Yeah, so it's gone both ways. Like the certain people involved in the production say it was on purpose. Certain people say it wasn't. It's like one of the great what-if questions.
So it would have to be pretty clear.
I mean, Frank, let me ask you a question. This would be like Marcia Brady when the ball hit her in the face and broke her nose, she wanted her nose broken so that Janet would actually have a better shot to be good looking than Marsha. Everybody knew Marsha was, you know, more of the better looking.
Silly comparison.
Well, I'm just saying, nobody does that. Nobody says, "Let me break my nose on purpose so my younger sister looks better."
Let your sister win? People do that, Joe. I let my brother win when I was a kid. Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
Frank, all right, what do you got on the Phillies or the Eagles here this year? What do you got, man?
All right, so first off, you know, it seems like the Phillies are sort of getting themselves out of the funk that they got themselves in, which is sort of promising. I know you guys said you want to see a little bit more from Nola. I feel sort of confident in his last two starts, sort of where he's at, especially getting up to, like, tying the MLB in strikeouts, considering, you know, the run support that he sort of wasn't getting in his other starts. You know, it's hard to say what they should do with Girardi. You know, it's one of those things where I know ESP brought it up earlier. I'm not sure if a different manager is really going to create a huge spark, especially in the bullpen, to get them sort of out of this relief pitching funk that they've been in. I don't know what you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's much risk in firing Girardi. Like, I would be very surprised if they fired him and the team got worse. I think there's really only upside to doing it because I think you get just a fresh air of a new manager. You hopefully get a better managed bullpen in some ways, and the players feel more pressure. So I would be surprised if they fired Girardi and things got worse. So in that way, I don't see really much risk in doing it.
All right, Frank, give me an answer here for a movie that most makes you think of the summer. We've had some really good answers so far today.
Look, man. I'm on the path to find One-Eyed Willie, the Goonies.
It's a great one.
All right,
one.
Frank, you great. Got it, man. All right, let's go to our buddy Black Gritty in Glassboro. Hello, Black Gritty.
Austin, boy, flip-flops.
What up, man?
How y'all doing today?
What up?
Well, hold on. What'd you say? I had to get my head out of the sand. What'd you say?
When are you retired? Can I put a countdown clock on it? I'm trying to,
Let me tell you something, Black Gritty. I'm going to retire. You got me for about 20 more years, man.
Hey, look,
and then I make the transition to dun 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 dun.
Oh my God!
Look, yeah. I've been hearing some of your takes. I don't know if you're gonna make it that long. You know, I'm always listening. Let me tell you.
Well, just get ready to be singing "Hail to the Chief."
I called in to say two things about Ray. One, I was listening. You know, when he said it's gonna be nice to just go and be a fan again. So when I think about him calling in, I'd love to hear him just call in as a fan and give his personal opinion on a game or, you know, the season or something like that. Like, I'm happy for him that he can finally sit back on the couch, put his feet up, and not have the stress or the lens of professionalism and just enjoy his team because it is his team. So I'm excited for that for him. And hopefully
it's
you
like Ray Diddy unleashed.
Like a personal thing. Like, just calling it like a regular caller. Like, hey, why did they run the ball on that play? You know. So that's something I think about. And I also just wanted to give a shout-out to Seltzer. You know, back pre-COVID, when you know, winning stuff all the time, he would let me come into the booth. And one of the times I got to see you, Ostrich Boy and John Diddy was there, and I sat in while he did his segment. And you know, shook his hand, talked to him, and everything everybody says about the man, it is what it is, and you feel it. It's palpable every time you talk to him or meet him. And one time I did, you know, I just sat there, took a little video clip of him working, just because he's just the greatest, and he's such a good guy. I mean, you all are, but I mean. He is well deserved of all the things that are coming to him, and hopefully he enjoys that retirement. But call it every once in a while, Ray, and give him hell. That's what I want. Call it every once in a while on a personal level for us. And again, just thanks, baby mom, for letting your boy in the booth to meet the man.
Always
say hi. And that's it. That's
Black
all.
Gritty, give me a movie, man. What do you got? Summertime.
It's a black thing. It's roller bounce. It's skating from like the 70s. You know, I mean, picking up chicks at the skating rink. It's fun time. Always miles in summertime.
You got and it, Black Gritty. Thanks, pal. Hey, have a good transition into the summer. You know, Hail to the Chief, Elliot, I believe was, I don't know if the term's popularized, but I think it goes further back, but I believe it was one of the president's wife of one of the presidents, who wanted
first
it played, the first lady wanted it played regularly as a way to introduce her husband. And it might have been Tyler's wife said, people aren't taking note of my husband walking in the room. He's the president. Let's play this song as a way to say, hey, the president's coming in.
I could see you doing something like that.
100%.
Yeah.
If you're not taking note of me, well, exactly. Then I'm going to find a way to make sure you do.
Now, if you do become president, will you continue to use the hammer as your nickname? Like, politically, how do you think that sits?
I mean, pretty good. It's authoritative.
Yeah.
So you want to have a certain degree of being in charge. no, I mean, you do. I mean, you also, you know, you want to be man of the people as well, you know. So I guess from that standpoint, you don't want to say yourself above.
I think it'd be good for you. Could be a good slogan.
I think
the hammer's coming.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I will say, though, your presidential knowledge is impressive. It was Julia Tyler. That was
Thank
good
you.
Work by you.
Thank you.
For John Tyler. Really John, impressive pull
John
by
Tyler.
You,
but it went further back, I think. But she was
it
the
does,
one that,
but she yeah. was the one at where it became a thing where it's always the arrival of, to announce the arrival of the president.
Yep. There you go. Well, all right, so James, you got some audio, I believe.
I
a couple different things here. So we're no drop of the week today. As James said, over the last week or so, it's been pretty light. So we just didn't feel we had enough to do an effective drop of the week. But Elliot noticed something earlier in the show. I don't know what it is, that he texted James and said, why don't you grab that? And we'll hear that in a second. Also, there's a listener apparently that was celebrating my Beat the Hammer loss earlier today, so we'll get to that. And then we got to honor the great Ray Liotta with his one tie into Philadelphia sports. We'll get to that in a second. So, James, take it away first with something that Elliot noticed earlier that was said on our show that's a drop, I guess.
Yeah, Elliot's not the only one who noticed it. I got like six tweets about it. I heard it as well.
Is this at my expense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, Joe, you said this.
It looks like a good-looking D. yeah, defense. It looks like a good-looking D.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
You know. Hey, man, it's your vacation.
Six or seven players strong on
yeah.
defense this year.
There you go.
All right. All right, so that one has been entered into the fray. All right, so some dude celebrated me losing Beat the Hammer last
That's
hour.
Correct. This is this was, I believe his name is Enrico. Is that correct? Let me pull up his name
I think so,
get it
yeah.
right.
And what, he submitted this on Twitter
yes,
or something?
So it is, yes, Enrico. Oh, I guess his name is probably not Enrico because it's Enrico Palazzo is the the Twitter name. But
all right.
Let's just call him Enrico. Enrico sent this in, a little video after the Hammer loss. So here in the middle, takes a chug of beer in there. Here's Enrico.
The Hammer sucks! Who's my man? Keith! Horrible performance, Joe. You absolutely blew it today. You stink!
Perfectly said by Enrico.
I wish you guys could, everyone could see the look on Joe's face when that clip was playing.
Which is what of, I mean, how would
just,
you sum up my face?
Anger.
Irritation.
Yeah.
I won't say anger because I'm in too good a mood knowing the summer's coming, but I'm irritated that I lost. And again, I'll have to do a deep dive on reviewing the audio. I already put it on my list of things to do, review the audio.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
Because we know
stop
James.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
James, would you just admit.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
Hold on, James Seltzer. Will you admit that you improperly asked the question?
Dude, they're tied.
Yes or no?
No, because Harper and
you don't admit that you improperly
Schwarber
asked the question.
Schwarber are tied for first.
Right,
so,
hold
like,
on.
technically, it'll be third.
I've heard
but
enough
I should have said next instead of second, but they're tied, man.
Elliot Shore Parks, as a neutral
this
observer.
This is so silly.
Did James Seltzer improperly ask a question? I want your honest answer.
I'm going to. He did misspeak during the question, but you were the one that used the time to get an unneeded clarification.
It's very clear
it
what I was asking.
Very clear
There's
what
no
was
question
needed.
What
he
was
did
being
misspeak.
Asked.
You're right. But it didn't cost you time. You're the one that cost yourself time.
To be clear,
it's very
though, Elliot,
clear
to
what
be
I was
clear,
asking.
Elliot, to be clear, you believe James improperly asked a question.
Yes.
I agree with you.
You sound like a baby.
All right, one more.
You do. You sound like a baby.
One more piece of audio we got to get to because, of course, Ray Liotta passed away and the news broke yesterday during our show. And he's notable for so many good movies and roles. Really great. Great movies, great roles. Seemed like a great actor. And a lot of great tributes came out to him yesterday. And, you know, it dawned on me after the show yesterday that there is one tie-in between Ray Liotta and Philadelphia sports. And it's the classic video and audio that somebody, and I, God bless whoever it was to put this together about, well, over 10 years ago, when Jimmy Rollins got the double in 2009 off Broxton to beat the Dodgers in game four at Citizens Bank Park, Phils go up 3-1, the whole deal. Someone out there had the genius idea to combine the audio of Ray Liotta in the shower in Goodfellas hearing of the Lufthansa heist by, you know, Robert De Niro in the movie, and equating it or and equating it to the Phillies' victory and celebrating Jimmy as Jimmy Rollins had just gotten the double to the audio of Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson with the call. It really is brilliant that someone's mind went here. Let's listen to the audio that some random guy out there, whoever it is, God bless you, put together over 10 years ago. Goodfellas and Phillies baseball and one of the Phillies' best moments.
Right-hander checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz scores.
Oh, it's so good, man.
The clip itself is great, too, with the video.
It's so good. It's so good. Who do you think put that together? Is it?
It's so long ago. I don't know. It's like
some random person on YouTube. Yeah, I don't think we know.
And James, the guy never surfaced, though, right? Like, we didn't.
No, it's never.
It's really brilliant. It really is. All right, speaking of brilliant, the long career and great career, Chickies and Pete's is an amazing place. And I'm looking at my screen right now, and I see the great Pete Cherokee. His name on our screen to weigh in. Hello, Pete.
Joe, every housewife's dream. How are you?
Pete, you're very kind. You're very kind. I'm doing good, buddy.
What up, Pete?
You're every housewife's dream for sure. Elliot, did you get married yet?
Not yet. July 9th, coming up.
You're stretching this out, buddy. I'll tell you that.
Pete, let me ask you a question. Does that mean that on July 10th, I will be Elliot Shore Park's new wife's dream?
Oh, my God. This guy.
Yes. Just saying.
I like
the she might not
yes.
be a housewife.
Oh, that's true. She might not be a housewife. Yeah. That's true. Good point. Pete, how you been, man? What are you thinking today? I know big day for you, man, with what you're doing down here, Atlantic City Expressway, and giving people free tolls. It's an awesome thing you do every single year.
I'm on my way down to you guys. Wanted to make sure I called in case I didn't get to see you guys in person. Traffic isn't as heavy as I thought. But, we love doing it to bring attention to Memorial Day. For the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And we like to think that people will just bring it their attention. Let me just pick up your tab for the 5 to 6 o'clock an hour. We're also serving Bud Lights, Bud, and Mick Ultras, and all the Chickie and Pete's drafts. We will give $1 to the Patriot Fund.
That's
for
great.
Everyone that's purchased throughout the weekend for 4 days. But, actually, I'm closing in on you guys now.
Good, man. Pete, it's great. Really, it's great work. It's great work that you and the whole Chickies and Pete's community does to highlight the reality of what this weekend's supposed to be about and giving to a tremendous cause.
Well, we like what it's all about. We like to help people out and as much as we can, especially the ones who served us.
Yeah.
And not to forget them, and that's why it's Memorial Day.
Yep.
But it's a great weekend for people to get down the shore. If you're down there, stop at Chickie and Pete's, Egg Harbor Township. We have one in Tropicana. Of course, the boardwalks, Ocean City, boardwalks in Wildwood. Please stop by, say hi. And also this year, we're saying thank you to everybody that helped keep us open during the pandemic. We appreciate it, or else there'll be no day like today.
Absolutely. Love it. Hey, Pete, you're a huge Philly sports fan. What are you most excited about right now in Philly sports?
I'm always excited about the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm always really excited about the Eagles, and this year more than ever. I just think this seems like it's the making of the 2004-05.
Ooh, look at you. Oh, that's a big comparison right there.
AJ Brown, T.O.
Wow.
Love this.
Yeah, Javon Kearse. It seems like they're pulling guys together.
Yeah, I'm not sure Anthony Harris is Brian Dawkins, but, we'll see what happens.
Well, nobody's Brian Dawkins.
No, I hear you. No, Pete, it is exciting to be super excited about the Eagles again. It's been a couple of years for sure since we have
some talent.
They do. They really do. They really do have talent. Really is. Hey, Pete, we'll see you whenever you get down here, man. And again, thanks for calling into the show. And 5 to 6 today, the Egg Harbor Township toll, Chickies and Pete. Pete specifically will pick up the cost. Awesome.
On
Pete. All right, buddy. Pete, thanks, man. There he is, Pete. From Chickies and Pete. Sounds like his phone at the very end was breaking up. It's good stuff.
Crab fry.
There's a lot happening here, and a lot of people stopping by, and we appreciate. And obviously, you know, just a lot of people having to go to the bathroom, grab some food, the whole deal. It's
the most
great
poppin' rest stop I've ever seen.
215-592-9494. Time's yours at 1:45. Phone calls throughout the show. Joe DeCamera and Elliot Shore Parks in for John today on 94 WIP. Hey, the playoffs, they are here. Three teams left, by the way. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. And FanDuel, there's so many ways you can win. Best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid fast. How fast? How about in as little as 2 hours? FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Of course, if you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code HAMMER. Once again, that's promo code HAMMER. And if you already have an account, you are all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs does not win. That's called a win-win. And with just three squads left, including a big Game 6 up ahead, you can get in on the action and also, of course, for the finals as well using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.